It is a star-studded event hosted by sparkling celebrities.
You mean the show?
Kind of like the show, yeah. I mean, you're the sparkling celebrity in this scenario here, but we're not talking about the show or the annual Met Ball in New York.
Welcome, everyone, to the 2019 James Beard Awards. You know your host tonight is everyone's favorite star of television's Modern Family. Some of you may have no idea who he is because you're fancy chefs and don't own TVs.
Described as the Oscars of the food and wine industry, the 2019 James Beard Awards honors the best of the best in the nation, and Charlene Badman, the chef and co-owner of Scottsdale's F&B restaurant, made Arizona history last night.
And the Beard Award goes to Charlene Badman, F&B.
Arizona!
After 5 years as a semifinalist, Badman is finally bringing home the coveted James Beard Medal, and it's the first win for an Arizona chef in 12 years. Howard Seftel, the former longtime food critic of the Arizona Republic, is one of her biggest fans. We talked with him in April about Badman's nomination for Best Chef Southwest.
When I first reviewed the restaurant, I called her a vegetable whisperer, but she deserves it. What she does is extraordinarily good.
Now, in case you don't know Charlene Badman's name, Seftel gave us a brief history of her resume. She started out in the New York food scene and then moved closer to home.
Charlene is one of these overnight successes who took 20 years to 20-year overnight success. She worked for a long time with Chrisa Robertson at Rancho Pino. And then, I don't know, 6-7 years ago with Pavle Milic, opened up F&B. F&B, for people who don't know, is a food and beverage term.
But Badman's reputation goes well beyond her connections and training. As Seftel explained, she's admired for the way she approaches her life's work.
She's, how can I describe her philosophy? She's a perfectionist, and she's diligent. Like any really, really good chef, she's not an empire builder. She's not an entrepreneur. She's not a marketer. She is a chef who is in the kitchen.
Beyond the kitchen, Badman is also passionate about her work in the community. Her focus, school lunches. Her nonprofit, Blue Watermelon, is a grassroots effort to reimagine school food to feed our bodies and minds, as she told us back in 2017.
I think that everybody knows that feeding children is really important, and they need to know that this needs to change. This isn't going to be okay. And it is educating children. One of the things that's also really important with our group are the gardens that are in schools, and putting gardens into schools and having children grow vegetables and grow fruits and pick those, because when they do, and I've seen it with my own eyes, when they grow a fruit or vegetable, they're more likely to taste it.
It's Badman's passion to feed people young and old, and according to the most recognized culinary arts organization in the nation, she does it pretty well. And no surprise to her peers, Badman's acceptance speech summed up why she's so great at what she does.
I'm very proud to be from Arizona. I like to thank the staff at F&B. No one person can stand up here and take all the credit. And I'd like to thank the Beard Foundation, especially Impact Program, and Catherine for helping me find focus and clarity to make change in my community. You have made me a better chef, not with a recipe, but with my heart. Thank you very much.